Hi, welcome to the MVC screencast series, using ASP.NET MVC with community tools. Brandon Satram here, and this is episode 11 on Knockout.js. This and other screencasts from the MVC series are available at bit.ly/MVC screencasts. If you're a web developer, you've probably had a love-hate relationship with JavaScript at some point in your career. Even if you've embraced JavaScript as the elegant language it can be, chances are you've experienced the challenges of spaghetti script, where the volume and scale of your JavaScript grows and becomes difficult to manage at both the page and site level. Many strategies exist for managing JavaScript in our applications, from isolating all JavaScript into separate files to the use of script loaders for conditional loading or increased performance. These practices are all worth the time and effort to adopt in our applications. But what about when your UI grows to a certain level of sophistication and the volume of JavaScript needed to manage dynamic behavior starts to spin out of control? Even with common practices, there are libraries that exist to help you create clean and well-organized JavaScript for rich, responsive UIs. Knockout.js, or Knockout, is one such library. Created by Steve Sanderson, Knockout is a JavaScript library that aims to simplify dynamic JavaScript UIs through the use of the MVVM pattern, or Model View View Model. By adding view models, JavaScript objects that define both data and behavior for a view, Knockout helps you create well-organized and maintainable JavaScript with a clean underlying model. Knockout also provides automatic dependency tracking and declarative bindings to keep your UI in sync when your model changes, saving you from doing that work yourself. Knockout is also a pure JavaScript library that works well with any server-side web development framework. We'll be using ASP.NET MVC in the demo today, but Knockout works well with Rails, PHP, and many others. With that foundation, let's take a look at Knockout in action. In this demo, we're going to use Knockout along with ASP.NET MVC to create a dynamic profile builder screen that enables a user to see what their profile will look like as they make changes to it. So the first thing that we need to do is install Knockout.js. And as with all the other tools we've used in this series, we're going to do so using NuGet. So I'm going to type install package Knockout.js, hit enter. And you'll notice that not only did it install Knockout, but it also installed jQuery templates. And that's an important piece of using Knockout. It works out of the box with the jQuery templating library, and that's something that we're going to demo in a little bit. So once we've got that installed, we can start working with Knockout. I have this page. And I want to start working with Knockout. I'm going to add a script block to the page. And I've already defined that inside of my layout. This is going to have a couple of my dependencies, jQuery templating, Knockout, and then also my addSpeaker.js file. And that's where I'm going to do most of my work in Knockout today. Save that. Move over to the addSpeaker page. And the first thing that I'm going to add here is a couple of reference paths. If you've used JavaScript IntelliSense inside of Visual Studio, these will look familiar. If you haven't, the advantage I get in using this, these are obviously pieces of commented out code, but Visual Studio sees these and it gives me IntelliSense on things like jQuery, jQuery templating, and Knockout, which is very useful when you're working with a new library like Knockout. Give you a little bit of help as you're exploring the API and figuring out what to do with it. So the first thing that I need to do is I need to create a view model. I'll create a view model. Very simple definition. This is basically just an object literal. The view model will have several properties. This is the main piece that Knockout uses. So I'll define a speaker ID, specify value 123, and I'll add a series of several properties here as well. Now, as an MVVM framework, Knockout expects that I have some sort of view model that represents a JavaScript object that represents the data on my page. In MVC context, this could correspond with the view model that you're passing down from the server. It might correspond with the model that you're providing specifically on the page if it's not view specific. But it's going to be, because this is MVVM, it's going to be a combination of both properties and some behavior that's specific to the page, which you'll see in a moment. But once I've defined this view model, all I need to call is KO, which is the Knockout object, apply bindings, and then pass in the view model in question, which I've defined above. So once I've done that, Knockout now has a series of properties that it scans your HTML markup to find bindings that are specific to those elements. Now we don't have any of those bindings right now, but we can add those. We're going to go back to the create page, add a very simple set of divs to the page. So I've added a couple of divs here for the name, and I have an input box that represents the name value. In order for Knockout to work with that, I'm going to use the data dash syntax. This is an HTML, a piece of the HTML5 specification. Knockout works specifically with the data dash bind property, and when it sees that on the page, it knows that it needs to do something to find some sort of instructions or binding. In this case, what I want to set is the value of the input box, so I can specify that value property to Knockout and give it the name of the property inside of the view model. In this case, it's just value is going to be set to the name on the view model itself. And I've got the same thing for the rest of the properties on the page. I'm going to add that very quickly. You'll see now that I've added the rest of these. I have email, bio, Twitter handle, etc., and all those are being mapped to the value. All those input boxes, text areas, etc., are just being bound to those individual values. And so Knockout now sees these, it sees my view model, and it matches those properties up. So now that I have done this, so we can go ahead and come to the page, and I'll go on Faceplant to the speakers page. Get my index page, I'll click Create New to navigate directly to the speakers page. And when that comes up, you'll see that I have my form, and Knockout has taken my view model and loaded those values here into the field. Now, there's not really anything super special about this. This is just Knockout basically selecting these elements from the DOM and adding them into the boxes. So I want to do a little bit more work to keep these values in sync, and I also really want to use this information to show the user a real-time representation of what their profile information is going to look like on a page. So the first thing I'm going to do is add my little profile preview. So I'm going to navigate here to the bottom of the page. I'm going to add this article. And this just has, this little article tag here just has all the specific information about a profile preview and how that's going to look to the end user. I've already styled it, but you'll notice here that instead of just using these value bindings like I'm using in the rest of my form, I'm doing some other interesting bindings here, and I'm using those same properties in my view model. In this case, I'm using the attribute binding and then specifying the source as the photo URL and then using the alt attribute as the name on my view model. I'm also specifying the name here, so now I'm using this name in three different places, and Knockout needs to be able to handle that for me. Specifying a URL. I also have this array of programming languages and topics. Those are both being put as a comma delimited list inside of this span. And finally, I'm also specifying the user's bio in the span and a state as well. So once I save that information, reload the form, and that's already the styles for that have already been defined, so that's going to show up on the page for me. And you'll notice here that I now have my nice little profile defined given this information here on the form. But one problem that I have is that I can go ahead and change this. If I change this information in these text boxes, nothing happens on the profile. And I don't want this to just give the representation from when the user loads the page. I want to keep this up to date. I want to keep this information in sync as the user tabs off each individual field. And Knockout has a very easy way to allow me to do that. And it does so by actually creating these observable properties. This is another important part of MVVM, is that MVVM not only will handle bindings, but if it understands that certain properties are observable, it will cascade updates to it from an observable property to all of the elements that are bound to all of the elements in the view that are bound to that property as those change. And so in order to work that, I'm just going to call ko.observable for each of the properties on my page. And so specifying that this name property is observable, and anytime that changes, anytime this value in the view model changes, Knockout will cascade that change to the rest of the elements. And so let me go ahead and add this. So you'll see that I've added a bunch of other observable properties here. I've also added a few observable arrays for languages and favorite topics. That's an important construct to use as well, because that will make sure that the array is preserved and new elements are added to the end of that as well. I'm also adding this dependent observable. And a dependent observable allows me to specify a function that creates a compound property on one or more additional items inside of the view model. So in this case, I'm depending on the Twitter handle in the view model. So anytime that Twitter handle changes, or if I have any other property in here, those as well, anytime any one of those dependent object or properties in the view changes, it'll execute this function, which then calculates the new Twitter handle, the Twitter URL that I'm specifying on the page. So now that I've added those things, save that, come back to my original form, and reload it. Now when I make changes and I tab off the field, those individual properties will be updated on the form. The tab off, and it changes those things. I can change my Twitter handle, change my state. All that information then changes as I cascade through. And this doesn't work just for text fields, but I can also come in here and change my photo URL, change that Gravatar image to a different one, and it'll automatically update that and take those changes for me. Now I have another piece of information here that I'm not using for my view model, and that's the list of sessions. Now this isn't observable because I'm not allowing the user to change this in their profile. This is some dependent data that I'm getting from elsewhere on the site, the sessions that the user has been assigned to or that they've signed up for. But I want to take this information and actually show it on the form as well and have Knockout help me with that. And so in order to do so, I'm actually going to use jQuery templating. I mentioned earlier that templating works very well with Knockout. Knockout uses templating as its default, uses jQuery templating as its default sort of templating engine when you do that kind of work. And so in order to add a template, I have two options. I can add a string-based template and just in JavaScript, or I can actually add a script block to the page that represents my template. And so I'm going to use the script block in this case, and I'm going to set the type of that script to text HTML. That way the browser doesn't attempt to execute it as JavaScript because it'll throw some exceptions if I do so. Give it an ID, and then I'm just using jQuery templating syntax to specify the name property that gets passed in. That's going to be my view model will be passed into this template. And then I'm going to use the each syntax given the sessions object that I have, and that's going to be these two elements in this array here. And each one of those session objects is going to render a list item. It's going to pass in, specify the link to that individual session object, and then get that value. Because this is just a string, an array of strings, it's all I need to call is just that value, and it's going to append that into the page. So now that I've added that, I'll need to add that div in to actually perform the binding to that template. So I'll add this div here to the end, and I'm just going to create this div here called talks, and then this now I'm going to use the template data bind property and then specify the ID of that template, which is the sessions template. That is by default. I have some additional properties I can use to specify the object that gets passed in and things like that. By default, that's going to be the entire view model. So then when that gets passed in, now I can refresh the page and I'll see a list of upcoming talks as well, also linked onto the page. So that's pretty nice. Now before we really go any farther, we need to talk about the two arrays here on the page. Here you'll notice that I'm rendering these arrays in text boxes and they're just showing up as comma delimited lists. Now I can work with those things and add those properties, and those will get updated and synced as long as I specify my commas individually. If I don't specify a comma, it's just going to treat it as one value. But I'd really like to be a little bit more intelligent about how I handle these values for Knockout so that it can provide me a nicer presentation. And so I'm going to make a couple of changes to my page. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add a couple of functions. And I mentioned earlier that view models in this context represent both data and behavior. So I'm going to add a couple of functions here for adding new languages or adding new topics here into this array. When that function is fired, I'm just going to make sure that I have a valid value to add and add that to an array. Because I'm referencing this view model language to add, as soon as I add that into the languages array, the observable array binding is going to kick in for Knockout, and it's going to update everything in the appropriate places. So I add those two functions to handle working on those new values. And then from there, I need to actually change my markup a bit so that I can work properly. And so I've added now, instead of just the single text box, I have a text box that represents a new single language to add. I'm using the value update property to specify when I actually want to update this, when I want to perform. That's just one of the properties in Knockout that I can maintain some control over. I've added a submit button, and I'm actually using this Boolean enable property to specify that this field, this button, should only be enabled when the language to add is when the length is greater than 0. And then when that's clicked, I'm just going to say add language. And then I also now have a drop-down list, or a select list, that actually has, now I'm binding its options property to the languages. And because I'm binding that to an array, it takes each of those items, and rather than presenting them in a comma delimited list as the text box does, it shows them in a nice little, it shows them as the individual options on the select form. And I'm doing the same thing for favorite topics. So now when I refresh the page, I have this nicer presentation of languages, and I can add a new item here. And then when I click add for that, it not only adds it to my list here, but it also updates this inside of my viewer as well. So that's a nicer way to work with lists and to have Knockout actually maintain that in multiple places at once, which is really nice. So, and all this has been great so far, but really all we're doing is working on the client side. So let's talk a little bit about how we can use Knockout with MVC. As I mentioned already, you can really use it with any server framework, but MVC specifically is pretty easy to add, mainly because of some of the default bindings that we add that we have inside of ASP.NET MVC 3. So what I want to do is I'm going to add an additional function here that represents what to do when I'm ready to submit that speaker back to the server and save it. And so all I'm going to do here is use jQuery's AJAX utility function. I'm going to specify the URL as an action on side of my speaker's controller, the create action, specify the type to post, the content type to application JSON, and then my success handler is just going to post an alert when I get the result back. And then for Knockout specific, I'm actually using Knockout's toJSON function, which will take my view model and actually turn that view model, it sort of strips out all of the observable properties and specific things like that, and it just turns it into a nice JSON representation that gets posted back to the server. So then inside of create, the only additional thing that I need to add is in the top of my form tag, I just need to add a binding that specifies how to call addSpeaker. And so in this case, I'm just going to call DataBind on the form itself and specify it submit to addSpeaker. And that's what's going to fire that off. It'll prevent the default submit action and submit that asynchronously back to the server using that JSON object. So now I'm going to go back to my form. So this time I've actually placed a breakpoint on my speaker's controller so I can show you specifically what's happening. I click create, and when I click create, I come back into the controller here, and you'll notice here that the speaker form, which is the type that I have, I'm actually using model binding to say give me back a speaker form so I don't have to interrogate all of the request.form fields myself, and I'm getting all of those values without really having to do anything. MVC is using its out-of-the-box default JSON model binder to take my JSON object and actually give me the correct representation of the speaker form, which is really nice because it's actually smart enough to take my my camel cased properties on the view model, like name, email, bio, with those lowercase values, and give me back the and actually create the Pascal cased representations that are on side of the speaker form itself, which is a really nice thing. So I have that value and I have that loaded up properly, so that's all I need to do. I don't actually have to handle the JSON stuff specifically any other way, and then I get that information from the server. I know that the speaker has been saved, so I can go back to the speaker's index view and see that I have a list of speakers here, and it actually was able to save that for me using Knockout. So Knockout worked very well with ASP.NET MVC, and MVC's JSON model binder made it just dead simple for me to take that and persist that back to the server without having to do any extra work. Now, this has been really nice, and of course all you've really seen so far is just this add speaker where I've hard-coded these values in. What I would most likely do in the case of a create form is just start with a model that looked something more like this, where I had a bunch of empty properties and I specified those as observable. There's really no issue with that. Knockout will, of course, keep those things in check, and as I create new in that case, then I've specified two empty properties instead of just default ones, right? I'm not going to have any problem actually specifying those. I'll just add those values at runtime, and Knockout will populate the correct value for me, and it handles those. So I'm just shortcutting it by showing the specific values. Now, that works pretty well for an add. What about the context of an edit, right? So when I actually want to click on an existing record and use Knockout to maintain those changes as well. And I need to do something a little bit differently, obviously. One of the things that I can do is basically take my, I could take addSpeaker.js, or I could take a version of that and just put that in line with the actual edit.cshtml page, because I can't do inside of a JavaScript file, a standalone file, I can't do things like this to do model.name. Right, that's not going to work, so I need to have a different strategy. So what I've chosen to do inside of an edit here is I've created an additional variable where I'm actually pulling all of those model values, and I'm just putting those into an object literal here. And then I'm still calling now a different file called EditSpeaker, and EditSpeaker.js just references that object literal. I could also take my view model and just put that here so that I'm not creating an additional object. You've got options in that case, but I need to do something a little bit different to keep those values in sync there. But that's a quick overview of Knockout.js and how easy it is to use with rich, dynamic, interactive JavaScript applications that work well with backend systems like ASP.NET MVC. That's it for this episode. To learn more about Knockout, check out knockoutjs.com. To install Knockout in your application, get it via the NuGet package installer or type install package Knockout in the package manager console window in Visual Studio. You can also download or fork the source for Knockout at GitHub. Coming up in the last episode, we'll close out the screencast series with a look at the should assertion library. And of course, this and other screencasts are always available for on-demand viewing and downloading at bit.ly/mvcscreencast. I hope this has been helpful. If you have comments or questions, feel free to contact me via email, at my blog, or on Twitter. Thanks for watching.